Nebraska Extension Almanac.
If you're out on your patio and notice some strange tan marks on your furniture or siding, you could be looking at fall armyworm egg clusters. This time of year, they lay their eggs, and the caterpillars that emerge can cause severe damage to your turf. Extension entomologist Kate Chapman talks about what to look for and offers some preventative measures to help you control this pest. She says it can be as easy as wiping away the eggs or just waiting for cooler weather or the first freeze. As far as pesticides go, Kate says the key to control is positive identification first and foremost.
There's a lot of things that can affect the health of our turf grass, from drought to overwatering and disease to insects. And one insect that is relevant right now is the fall armyworm. Fall armyworm caterpillars feed aggressively in groups, leaving behind brown, scalped patches of turf grass. And here's what to look for. First, we can keep an eye out for fall armyworm eggs, which are laid in masses and covered in fuzzy scales that are light brown in color. And the easiest part about fall armyworm management is you can simply squish and wipe away the egg sacs to prevent the caterpillars from hatching. Caterpillars will hatch in about 2 to 5 days after eggs are laid, and the caterpillars themselves will feed for approximately 3 to 4 weeks. Once the caterpillars hatch, they're going to be very small and greenish in color, and as they grow, they'll reach about 1.5 inches long, darker in color, stripes on the side, but the thing that makes them distinct is the pale-colored upside-down Y on their head capsule. Identifying fall armyworm caterpillars before treatment is really important, so contact a local professional, including a Nebraska Extension expert, to get the caterpillars identified. To find caterpillars, you can always do a flush test near damaged turf. You can take 1 to 2 gallons of water, mix in 1 to 2 tablespoons of lemon-scented dish soap, and pour it in within a 1 square yard in the turf grass. Keep in mind, you're going to want to pour in healthy turf that is adjacent to the damaged turf. And within 10 to 15 minutes, any insects that are in this area will rise to the surface so you can get a good idea about what's causing the damage. And when it comes to managing any insects, we always want to take an integrated pest management approach. So first, you're going to want to monitor. So look for those egg sacs, look for damage, and do the flush test. And then, if needed, we can apply insecticides. There are many different active ingredients available, ranging from pyrethroids to spinosad to BT, and they can be available in either sprays or granules that are labeled for insect control in turf grass. One thing to keep in mind is that control is really dependent on the size of the caterpillar. Small caterpillars, or freshly hatched, are significantly easier to control than larger caterpillars. So time your management appropriately and target those small ones. Cooler weather is coming up, so still keep an eye out for fall armyworms, but understand that once we hit our first frost, they're no longer going to be a problem. So in summary, keep an eye out for the egg sacs. Only treat after you've confirmed that you have fall armyworm. And if you do have damage, consider reseeding, resodding, or rejuvenating your lawn for next year.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.